Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk, filling in for Jay today. Hey, ready, set, get shopping. Oh, I don't know whether we're going to go shopping. Are we going to go shopping? I have no plans to go shopping. I just got laid off again. I don't know what number this is. I don't count them. I just move forward. Project on the house, refinish cabinets, although it's too rainy and cold now, so I don't know what else. I'll probably paint the office. All right, here's the thing. We've got to dust ourselves off. Get up. Go. Mumbai is still a mess. It is still a mess, and we will be talking about that further today. That fiery crash of that SUV, listening to Kathy Walker talk about it, just brings us all to mind. Be glad you're alive. Inhale deeply. Be glad we are alive and well. Denver may get a dusting of snow. The battle has shifted in Mumbai to a Jewish site, Chabad Lubavitch. There's a Brooklyn rabbi and his wife, and maybe some children who are still trapped inside. Blame is going back and forth as to whether Pakistan is involved. The head of Pakistan, who of course lost his wife Benazir Bhutto, has said, not us. We'll send our intelligence chief over to help you. We're not in this fight. So who knows? We'll see. One thing I heard this morning on my way in, BBC America, one of the interviewees is, a prominent citizen of Mumbai, and he was saying, the police were standing and picking their noses. I don't understand why they were picking their noses. Okay, that was a very bad Indian accent, but approximately how he sounded. They are picking their noses and standing and doing nothing. So apparently there's going to be some ire at the police for not being better. By the way, there is an Israeli SWAT team on standby ready to help the Indian government open up that situation if they are so inclined. We will see. We will see. We'll keep an eye on it and we'll talk about it. I thought today we would start out lighter because it's very early in the morning. Good morning. It's 6:09 in the morning. We'd start out lighter and then we'll go more serious. You know, we'll get a little more serious and hopefully more enlightened. I did manage. Jamal Rahman is very willing. He's a Sufi Muslim and he's going to talk to us. He's an interfaith minister up here in Seattle and he's going to talk to us about the situation there, why there's so many people who are now going to crawl out of the woodwork with their bigoted remarks. And we'll talk about that and clear up some of the misconceptions about Islam. I read up on it last night. And, you know, it really is, it has the standard tenets. If you don't believe the way we do, then you don't get to go the same heaven we go to. But you know what, everybody, I like that old joke. Don't you remember that old joke about, now we're in heaven. Oh, who's there? The Catholics are over there. Who's over there? The Muslims. What? How did they get up here? Well, because everybody gets to go to heaven. They just don't know it when they're downstairs. So, you know, ba-dum-bum. But I, you know, we're going to do some clarification. We're also going to talk to my rabbi and friend, Daniel Wiener, about his new book, which is Good God, Religion for the Rest of Us. So we're going to talk about that. And full disclosure, I had a little bit to do with writing a little bit of an introduction or something, a book flap. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. I admire and respect him, and you all know that, and so just so you know. Now, the thing is, it is just amazing. And Jamal is a hoot. He is so great to talk to, and the rabbi's no slouch in the humor department either. So we'll have a good time this morning no matter what. Darn it. Now, I don't know how you're feeling. I don't feel like I went last year. I hardly ever go shopping on Black Friday because I don't like crowds. I really don't. My nephew has written me about the streets of Mumbai, and it sounds wonderful and exciting, and my mother loved India and loved Mumbai specifically, and so does my cousin John. And I just think about, who, by the way, is from Colorado, too. And Ryan lived a good time in Grand Junction. For those of you, I don't think you can hear us in Grand Junction, but if you can, that is my nephew. So anyway, I'm just thinking that if we're all in this together, are you going to go shopping? Because we were 2/3 of the economy and we're sitting on our hands. I'm sitting on my hands. I'm trying to pay my bills. I just had to go back on unemployment for a part-time job, you know, and I'm not sorry I have a little bit coming in, although this week I'll have to take a pass because I'm getting paid to work here, which is great. Yay. Thank you again for taking off, Jay. I always love it. Please go see cars. Go take a road trip. But I love to shop. I do. I love to shop. I love bargains. I love going out and finding sales. I'm my mother's child in that regard. I didn't used to like to shop, and I still like to shop more at quirky stores than I do at malls. But there's something about it, as I got older, there was something about, you know, I hit my 20s and I was like, sales, those sound exciting. And I just like it. And I've even started, my sister's going to laugh, I actually have started intermittently at least buying presents ahead of time, which I never used to do. I was one of those last minute, last possible day in December, let's go shopping, boom. You know, and so it's just one of those things. I'm not the most, let's put it this way. I like to buy things that I think people really like, too. So I think seriously about this. And I also like to give to charity. One of my favorite things to do on this day is to say, what is your favorite charity? One of mine is certainly Heifer International. I watched last night. Did you watch the CNN Heroes? It was really inspiring. So maybe we could think of giving more to charity this year instead of presents, although I love to give presents. See, I'm Jewish. My family is Christian. So I'm thinking, you know, what do I do? What do I buy them? And I've got a few ideas. I actually have got the boys handled. But in case they're listening, I can't tell you what I got them. But I don't know whether I can shop today. I don't know whether I can. And I don't like crowds. But last night I saw an ad. I'm not immune. I saw this ad that said, Fred Meyer socks on sale. And I looked at my socks and I went, there's a hole in my toe. I went, I could use a new pair of socks. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to go into a store. Because if I go into a store and I see, oh, there's a really great blouse on sale. Oh, look over here. That would be good for Hayden. Ooh, that'd be good for Brennan. And pretty soon I'm up to $100. I'm not saying I'm an addict, because I'm really not. I can say no. But I just, to this particular item, other things, not so much. Don't want to pretend. Okay, so, but I got to tell you something. I'm not sure I want to shop. I think I'm going to give experiences if I give anything at all. And I think I'm even thinking, and I'm wondering if you think this is a cheesy gift. Because I've thought of this. I thought about writing a story about when the kids were little. And I, shut up. Maybe they're not up. I'm not too worried about my nephews, who are boys in their teens, being awake right now. But in case you are, plug your ears. I'm actually thinking of writing a story. I was thinking about doing it for Rye, too, about my grandmother, because he loves hearing stories about her, because she was a travel editor, and he's apparently got the travel bug. But is that cheesy? I don't know. I've written for a living most of my life. I don't know. Is that cheesy? Would you like a gift like that? My mother loved it when I got the entire family to make her a little book. Everybody put down their memories, their best memories of her, and then we read it to her, because she was blind at the time. And that was a great gift. That was an experiential gift. That was like, hi, here, you are appreciated. This is why. So I don't know. But is that cheesy? Is that a bailout? And I'm really pretty generous. I like when I'm in the pink, or when I'm in the green, I like giving good gifts. And I was actually, if I had my druthers and I had all the money I wanted to spend, I think I'd give green. That's what I'd do. I'd give green. I'd give everybody those kind of spendy but really cool substitute water bottles, you know, the ones that are made of metal and you can wash in the dishwasher. I look for the wide neck ones because I'm not going to wash anything by hand if I can help it. And I'm certainly not, well, except my pans, which I love. My pans are sort of like my prized possessions in the kitchen. I wash those very carefully and nicely because I love them. They're Circulon and I love them. One of the best Christmas presents I've ever given myself, or Hanukkah presents. Anyway, when you sit and look at those green things, that can be cool, and you could give a green experience. You could give, I mean, one year I gave my brother-in-law an entire tulip bed, and that was fun. I don't know what, and I'm knitting. My sister, I knit, so and people actually do appreciate that because I'm actually been knitting since I was 10 years old, so I'm not too bad at it. I'm not great at it, but I'm not too bad at it, and I have this wonderful Amish pattern for a blanket, and I knit. So I might go to a yarn store today. Now, that I could conceivably do because, plug your ears again, family in Colorado. My brother-in-law, I don't have quite enough yarn for his borders. So I do need to get his borders together. I've got my sister's handled. Hers is almost done, although now I'm like, I like the color of his better than I like hers for the corners. I think I'm going to switch them. Ooh, they look better. So I don't know. I'm always, because I created a rather unusual color palette for these blankets, I'm always like, would this color look better with that? But that's part of the fun. And one of the best things I've ever done for myself is knit. When my mother was very, very ill, she's now passed, but when my mother was very, very ill, I took up knitting again because I had slacked off and not knit for a while. And I was knitting because it got me through the night, because sometimes she would scream and cry and it was really hard to sleep. So I got into knitting. And I would knit, and I would sit there and make mistakes because I'd have to get up, and I'd come back, and I'd be real. I'm not the most patient person on the planet. Anybody who knows me is now laughing because they know that I'm a little ADD in the sense of my attention span. And the other thing I am is like, ooh, shiny over there, great. And the other thing I am is I'm not patient at all, generally speaking, except with some children and dogs. Children and dogs, generally speaking, maybe just a little more patient than usual, but, you know, not necessarily virtually anything else, especially my own mistakes. I am not good at being self-forgiving, although I'm working on it. So here's what I do. I used to make a mistake. And I'd say all sorts of words I definitely cannot say today. So then I finally realized, you know what? I read this quote saying, a good knitter is a good ripper. And I love that because it just says, yeah, so you have to rip it out and start again. So rip it out and start again. It's Black Friday. Are you going to shop till you drop? Are you in line now at the store for that electronics that your niece or your nephew or your child really, really, really wants and you feel you absolutely must have? Or are you like me and saying, I think I'm going to give more from the heart this year? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. And we've also got a song treat for you. Mike Rotolo has been looking all through the song banks. I have songs I absolutely despise. There was a Fort Lupton judge that actually makes you listen to songs that you hate. You know, like Barry Manilow, crummy songs like that. Sorry if I'm offending you, Barry Manilow fans. Too bad. But he sucks. So the nice guy sucks. So here's the thing. If we're gonna play some songs this morning, and you're welcome to call up and sing or suggest songs that we should include in the mix. If you were sentenced because you had a really loud party by this judge in Fort Lupton, and you had to listen to an hour's worth of sucky songs, what would those sucky songs entail? And we'll be revealing mine as the morning trots along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And now it's time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with Todd Parker. Good morning. How did you know that's one of the ones I hate the most? I just told him Neil Diamond anything. You know, Neil Diamond, okay, whatever. I can't stand him. When he comes on, I run away. And I'm famous for not so much liking oldies. The thing is, I do like oldies when I'm painting the house. When I'm doing chores, I like oldies. That's when I like oldies. Maybe that's why I don't like listening to oldies. I like kick-ass rock music. That I always like. I don't care where it's from or what year it's from. But and Motown is a fave. This is not Motown. This is, hi, I'm singing in a nasal kind of voice, and I think I sound country. I can't stand it. That's what I hear when I listen to Neil Diamond. I can't stand this song. Okay, that's enough. No, oh, I'm going to now have... The only danger of doing a show like this, Mike, is that then you get these songs in your head and you just... You never get them out. And I'm going to sing country music to you a little later because you tipped me off that you hate country music. So I'm going to sing. I actually like some country music, but it has to be good country music. Can't be sucky country music. So I'd love to know from you, what is the song that if you were sentenced by this judge in Fort Lupton, if he said, you violated noise laws in our city, And you are going to have to, I hereby sentence you. I think he sentenced people to listen to Copacabana. Was it Copacabana by Barry Manilow? I forget. But it was some, no, I think it was another one of his hits. And let me tell you something, Barry. And we both agree that we can't stand Celine Dion. Chalkboard! Chalkboard! So, here's the thing. Nails, as in nails on a chalkboard. Can't stand that woman singing. Ugh. And but I got to listen to the lovely Christina Aguilera last night, and the supremely talented John Legend last night, and the amazing Alicia Keys. That was part of the reason I watched the CNN special, was so I could listen to the music. But talk about great people. There are people down rebuilding St. Bernard's Parish. She's the one who built, taking people off of trash piles in Cambodia and taking them to school. There's a woman who just started a whole new school for 10,000 girls in Senegal. You know, it's just stunning, the people in this country who are incredibly generous and incredibly wonderful and incredibly amazing. So I'd like to know what your pet cause is. I'd like to know what kind of gifts from the heart you're going to give. And I know it's Black Friday. I say shop till you drop. If you've got the Benjamins, go shopping. I just get laid off again, though, so I don't know. But I'll probably think about something. It may not be today, though, because I really don't like crowds, but probably. But you know what? The sales, the beauty of this year and the downturn economy is they're going to be sales the entire year. Yay! I guess that's good. 303-713-7600. So, and you can call us up and sing your terrible song, too. The danger is, though, is that we will now have to call the song police. There was a great, it's an old Saturday Night Live bit. Is it Saturday Night Live or is it Mad TV? Might be SCTV. I don't know. Anyway, there is a great one where they went, call the song police, call the song police. They would have a song in your head like I'd have, you know, she's got the way to groove you, baby. I don't even know the words because I hate Neil Diamond. I'm serious. I hear his voice and I change the channel. Just to let you radio music programs know, I'm not like the rest, you know, I'm not like most people with this. I know. I also, and I know this is heresy. I understand. I understand. I feel you. I don't feel your pain, though. I'm a Rolling Stones, Beatles, Motown kind of girl, though. And when I hear, in my childhood, that's what I danced to in my living room, my socks, and I was wondering whether I'd ever get the braces off my teeth and whether I would ever be able to bust a move that didn't look silly, which I eventually did learn to do, by the way. But, you know, and then I started listening to salsa music, and, you know, now I listen to Daddy Yankee in the morning to get my blood going, even though he is a little conservative as a person. Daddy Yankee is a Puerto Rican salsa star, by the way. So the thing is, when I listen to music, I either want to dance or I want to groove or I want to sing out loud. Yes, I'm one of those terrible people that sings out loud to the radio. So if you pass me in your car, and I usually sing on key, though. I am pretty good at sticking on key. I've actually sung and been paid for it. I've sung in nightclubs. I've sung in, you know, I've done a few things. I've had the weirdest life ever. But when I was very young, I sang in a nightclub in Old San Juan. And I can do show tunes. I can do all those things. And I like show tunes. But, you know, I want to groove. So when I was dancing in my socks in the living room, I could not listen to this one person. I want to see if you can guess who it was. I still will turn it off. I will turn it off. I will drop hints if you can't guess. 303-713-7600. I can't listen to this particular humanoid sing. Just turn it off. And it's one of those icons that most everybody likes and everyone will think it's like ice cream. Why do you not like ice cream, Aaron? I don't know. I just don't. The only kind of ice cream I like was my father's peach ice cream that he made in one of those cranky things. So that's really, because I think he used to forget to put the sugar in it a lot, put in more cream. And cream with peaches is great. I don't like sugar, so except dark chocolate. So I'm odd. Can we say that? I'm odd. My sister's nodding her head. Yes, she's odd. Wasn't my sister great yesterday? She's in one of our podcasts, by the way. She's just a fine person, except that she said, drop kick my dog. That was really hostile. That was hostile. I do not have a drop kick dog. I do have a 12 to 13 pound dog, depending on how much sweet potato treats he ate. By the way, I did post about the sweet potato treats. I still have not posted my mother's rice recipe. Because I realized when I got home, I had done the dressing recipe, not the rice recipe this year. So I have to find it in the joy of cooking, which my father used to call Evelyn for some odd reason. So I almost said Evelyn, and then I went, no one will know what you're talking about. I'm talking about that blue Bible that everyone should have. If you're a beginning cook, joy of cooking. If you're adventurous, get, there's a new cookbook out, and I'm not on next week, but Jerry Traubman, the Herb Farm up here in Seattle, makes the herbal cooking, something like that. Amazing. Oh, my God. There is a lamb chop recipe that you do with parsley and mint and black olives. Oh, I found black olives yesterday at Whole Foods. I found them. So I'm going to make my parsley hors d'oeuvre. All right. I'm kind of all over the map this morning, but I think we ought to have some fun this morning. You know, I'm tired of George Bush. I want to kick his butt out of town. If he pardons half the people who are here, see, I'm hoping what Obama's doing is we're not going to investigate right away. We're not going to fire a bunch of people. We're not going to get down. Because I think part of the reason they're doing that is because they might be doing that. And they don't want to, you know, they don't want George Bush to pardon everybody on their way out the door. Because believe you me, I want to see some of these people go down for war crimes. Absolutely. But I don't think the country should be caught up in that right now. And maybe that makes me weird. I don't know. So in this holiday season, how are you dealing? Are you going shopping? Are you not going shopping? Are you giving to your food bank? I got some stuff together. I scoured my shelves for stuff. One of my neighbors moved, so fortunately for me, I have some things like these mixed vegetables in a can that I will never eat ever, but that I took knowing, oh, good, food bank. So check the expiration dates. Do not give stuff that has expired. For example, I have some lovely popcorn, but it's, you know, due to be used by, I think, November 2008. That's now. Don't give that away. Be a good neighbor. All right. Friday after Thanksgiving is the day retailers get back in the black. This is from 9news.com. Todd Marks with Consumer Reports says you don't have to brave the crowds on Friday. The deals will continue all the way to Christmas, so no excuses. But on the other hand, I'm sure store owners, and I want to give you full force. If you're on your way to work and you're going, don't tell them not to shop. Well, shop. I'm saying shop. Spend your Benjamins. Spend your Jacksons. Spend whatever you got in your wallet if you've got it to spare. And if you don't, I mean, then go to sales, because at least we'll be helping each other out. Now, see, I do feel, you know, I laugh at George Bush, and I'm still laughing at George Bush, and I noticed that Barack Obama did not take the opportunity to go out and shop until you drop, that Ed Henry tried to give him in a press conference the other day from CNN. But I don't think you should go out and shop till you drop necessarily, unless you have it. And if you do, shop, honey. Shop for all of us. Shop for all of us laid off. Shop like it's going out of town. If you're a millionaire, go shop. Shop. All right. Even if you're a 100,000-aire, go shop. Now, my friend with the ducks yesterday also reminded me, sent me a beautiful picture of one of his little foxes curled up on his porch. And if I can figure out how to get that uploaded to my site, I'll put it on there, because it really is an adorable picture, Jim. Thank you. I was trying to think of a list of things that we can do with very little money. And one of them is adopt a dog. So go to the Dumb Friends League. Go to your local shelter. Find a little dog. They need you. Go get them. Go get a big dog. Get a galoot, if that's what you like. I happen to like small portable dogs. Thank you very much. I will never call them dropkick. And the other reason I got this dog is because dogs make me sneeze. And I have enough allergies already. I'm kind of allergic to the world. I take 3 allergy medicines before I even wake up in the morning. So I'm like taking them in my sleep. Where's the Claritin? Okay, now Flonase. You know, and I have Benadryl on hand in case I have an attack, because I'm just allergic to a lot of different things that could crop up in any different situation. As I say that, I'm starting to, I don't want to predict. Okay, so it's Sad Song Friday. Sad song, sing it along with us. If you've got a terrible song that if you were sentenced by a Fort Lupton judge to listen to a song in punishment for having a very loud and very noisy party, like, say, yesterday, or whatever, what song would that be? And you can sing it, you can hum it, you can try to approximate it for us. I certainly will be taking a flyer at it. So feel free, jump in the bad songs. And I also want to hear what you're planning to do, both in a monetary way, in terms of shopping on this black, now I think fading to gray Friday, or Are you going to wait until later for more bargains, or are you going to give experiences? I'm going to give probably a mixture of both. I have been buying over the year, so I've already contributed to the economy in some ways. I do have a few things that I bought. I don't want to say the categories because half my family listens to the show. So it's 303, and some others could be listening on the internet, so I have to be careful. 303-713-7600. You could give movies, for example. DiCaprio's got one coming out. I still haven't seen the new Bond, which I hear isn't as hot as it should be. There are all kinds of fun stuff. Slumdog Millionaire I really want to see. 303-713-7600. What are you doing this holiday season, this Black Friday? 303-713-7600. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And now you're playing this? Oh, no. I'm going to be tortured. Why did I think of this topic anyway? Am I out of my mind? Todd Parker standing by with Progressive Traffic. We'll ask him what song he hates, too. Oh, no. It's flashback to the 80s. Yeah. Oh, no, not again. Macarena. Oh, no. Is this Macarena? Because you work baseball, and you had to listen to this a lot, huh? You know, I liked this song when it first came out because I like to, you know, I like the hippie kind of fun things to do when you're dancing, and I like to dance it. I'm one of those loons who dances in baseball parks. So, you know, I got to tell you something, though. That song got real old real fast. Wop it up. Let's make everyone tortured. And the one you picked, another one of your faves was Culture Clubs, Boy George. And everybody's hopping over and changing direction. Man, if I worked in a baseball, as you work with the Rockies a lot, that would have driven me crazy. Crazy. You know, that's like let's get ready to rumble. If I don't hear that again for a long, I mean, I like to go to baseball fields, so I do hear it a lot. Even, you know, AAA, wherever I go, it's like, there it is. You know, let's get ready to rumble. Dun, 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 dun. And you're like, oh no, please stop. Now, it's 303-713-7600. We're doing homage to the Fort Lupton judge who, I think very creatively, sentences people. You know, Judge Paul says, you know, hey, you screwed up. You violated noise laws. And guess what? You're going to pay. You're going to pay by listening to, say, you know, Barry Manilow. Or, and I know, again, this is heresy. The other icon of the West that I don't, well, actually, the other icon that I don't like is an icon more of the South, to give you a hint. Not necessarily totally a country star. That's another hint. And if you think of Monty Python, you might be able to get a clue, although that's very esoteric. Okay, so now the one I can't stand is also, and this is heresy. I know this is heresy because he's actually the patron songster of many towns in Colorado, especially since he is now deceased. But I really can't stand. I liked his sensibility. I liked his environmental work. As a person, I'm sure he was dandy. But John Denver, I just can't do John Denver. Sorry, can't. Would much rather listen to Big Head Todd. I'm with Jay Marvin. Big Head Todd. Great! John Denver. You're not going to make me listen to John Denver, are you?
He was born in the summer of his 27th year. Coming home to a place he'd never been.
See, and now everybody, they find out you're from Colorado, they want to sing you the song.
Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door.
I think it's because I like deep-voiced men better, maybe. Although, that doesn't explain the high choirs I used to like in Motown.
Hanging
by a song. But the string's already broken. Okay, that's enough. Turn that down! All right. So you've got to have a song you can't stand, right? I was thinking today, too, thinking about movies and stuff, and if I never hear Goldfinger again, it'll be great, too. It's like there's just a veritable landmine field of songs that you can just blow yourself up and go, ah, you know, and it's dangerous. That's part of the reason I don't listen to tunes when I'm driving, and I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh when I'm driving, because if I do, I could run off the road, or Michael Medved, or any of those other right-wing reactionaries. Although at least Medved will take calls from opposition folks. It's just like, but when you listen to people, you're like, eh, I can't listen. And, you know, and I want to enjoy my drive. It's bad enough dealing with traffic. You don't want to listen to crappy songs, too. Eh. So I listen to spoken word, and I have presets, and I bounce between spoken word to spoken word, FM, AM, all around the dial. Progressive Talk here, then I go to local station here, then I go to news station here, then I go, you know, that's how, and I just discovered, my brother, bless him, gave me an iPod. So now I can, and I got this thing, my car is so old. How old is your car, Ann? My car is so old, I had to get a cigarette lighter adapter for my iPod so I could listen to it. My car is so old that to listen, oh, actually, not that, that's to charge it. To listen to it, I have to stick a gold tape, a tape in my tape deck, because I don't have a CD player in my car. Me, dumbass that I am, I looked at my car and went, well, I don't want that CD player, is more expensive. I'm not sure I want that. I was like, I bought it in 1997. So I really have no excuse, because I could have gotten one then. They had them back then. It's like, oh, Aaron, I know. So I got a tape deck, and now I have to... So I finally get, I just went, I need to listen to more recent tunes. I'm, you know, I love listening to current stuff. Got to stop this. Like, I love the White Stripes, for example. I like new stuff. I like Bare Naked Ladies. Not so new, but pretty new. I like John Legend. I like to listen to stuff that's coming out. I like my oldies sometimes, but normally when I hear oldies, I feel like I've got to pick up a paintbrush, and maybe that's my brother-in-law's fault. I don't know, because he likes to listen to oldies when he paints. And somehow I got, and my dad was like that too. Show tunes, another thing. If I listen to show tunes, I feel like I have to pick up a mop and a broom. It's like automatic. It's like, okay, it's cleaning time. You know, and sometimes you just want to kind of rock out and kick ass and listen. Now, the other day, though, I put on some vintage Clapton, and I put on some vintage Clapton, and I cranked it, and before I knew it, my kitchen was spotless. So this stuff works. It does work. Music works. It infuses your soul. It can also want to make you run from the room screaming. And I think it's a great punishment. If you violate noise regulations, then by golly, you should have to listen to crummy songs in your ear for hours on end at a time. I can't wait to see what Mike Rotolo comes up with next. Rotolo. So I am curious. What song do you hate? 303-713-7600. And, okay, I do hate John Denver. I know. But I don't like John Denver. Maybe you're going, yeah, Aaron, I hate him too. I've got to probably come out of the closet and tell you who I really hate, because then people will call me up and go, how could you hate him? I'll take a deep breath. I hate Elvis. I know. The thing is, I'd rather hear the real thing. I'd rather hear an African-American singing the songs that he sang. I mean, I'm sorry. I just think, okay, he's whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's the attic thing. I just don't like Elvis. I don't like him. I think he's creepy. I think he's scary. That sort of fakey kind of sound of his. I don't like it. I don't like Elvis, all right? I don't think he's very authentic, and I don't like him. So there. 303-713, and now I'm going to get Elvis in my ear. I know it. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We're doing terrible song. What would be your sentence to pay? Oh, no! Who let that dog out? And I like dogs. I don't like A-Rod anymore, though. I still call him Payrod. No, he's dating. He got his back, though. He has to date Madonna. 303 713-7600. I'm Erin. Oh, I don't begrudge anybody their happiness. I don't believe they're really dating either. 303-713-7600. This is AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Who let those dogs out? I don't think Jay's listening today, but he's probably going, what are you doing to my show? It's 303-713-7600. Hey, Pat Littleton, we're sending this song out to you. Good morning, girl.
Sounds like a caricature of a man trying to sing Nails on a Blackboard. I love her acting, but her singing,
the reverb
is horrible.
Yeah, the reverb that they put on it. Raven Love.
Well, it's more than the reverb. It's more than the reverb. It's that forced, you know, it's just.
Turn back time. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, you played the worst, so thank you.
Oh, aren't you glad, though? I mean, don't you feel livened up? And you know what we're doing to you, poor, mean people that we are? We're like, and we're doing this to ourselves, too, so it's not like it's not we're inflicting it upon ourselves. Mike and I were just talking in the break. You know, wherever we are later today, we're going to be humming all these crummy songs.
I know.
Wherever we are, we're going to have to 1-800 call the song police now. Get this out of my head.
Well, I work two jobs, but I work a part-time job that's retail, and they play that song you just played over and over.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be hearing that tonight.
Oh, no. So, and you'll have to smile and be nice to people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, my friend. Well, have a fun one. Are you going to shop this holiday season?
No, I'm working it.
Okay, girl. Well, hey, good on you. Enjoy the holidays.
All right,
my friend.
Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. I'm glad you do. Okay, now we've got Ricardo on his cell phone. Hey, Ricardo. Ricardo? You there? I guess your cell phone messed up on us. Oh, well. Give us a call. Let me know what songs you hate, what songs you love. What kind of songs do you just want to run away? I mean, it's like Pat. It's like, ah! And if you work in a mall, oh, I've done it. I used to work in, when I was a kid, I worked in Filings in Boston when I was in college the first time. And, there used to be some stuff that came over the transom there. But I would always, this is when I first started wearing earplugs. Because I made sure that I worked in the least popular, because you don't work on a commission in Filings basement. So I was in Boston. I worked in the place where it was like fall suits. So in wintertime, nobody ever shows up because they've already bought their fall suits. So you could sit there and read for hours, which I loved. I'm that kind of retail worker. I like to hide. It's really bad. I know. That's why I probably shouldn't ever do retail. I make a terrible, terrible retail person. I'm awful. Oh, does this look good on me? No, take it off. You know, I'm just not. It's like, oh, you're going to wear that out of here? Oh, please don't. Or, you know, no. Well, you know, maybe let's try something else. I mean, I can be positive, but I'm see under patience, don't have any. Really bad. And I'd invariably, you know, work in some place where like they'd play Elvis or something. And I'd have to run away screaming. It would be bad. Or they'd play another song that I absolutely hate that we haven't revealed yet, and you'll hear it. If you've been listening to me over the time, you'll know which one it is. I really hate this song. And there is no rational explanation. I just hate it. I just hate this song. I just cannot stand it. By the way, as long as I'm picking on people, let me pick on Greeley's mare, because I'm from, I grew up outside of Greeley, and Ed Clark, you're a jerk. I picked up this story off the Post about a week ago, and you are a jerk. 5 days ago. 22nd. $3 bill attended as a satire of Barack Obama. Remember that one? It was the creepy one. It was like he tried to give it to a satire. He gave it to a, he tried to give it to somebody. He showed the bill to this family. And he showed the students in a cafeteria when he asked him for a dollar for lunch. It's emblazoned with an image of Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress that he describes as a prince's hat. Ed Clark showed it to a girl, and then he showed it to the classmates. It's political satire. I'm not going to talk about it. You know what? You're a jerk. here's what I'm going to do to you, Greeley Mayor. You polluted my hometown. If I were living in Greeley these days, I'd run against you. Ugh. I'm ripping you up live on the radio. Metaphorical. Jerk. You get a 3-jerk rating. And I would sentence you to listen forever after to Blue Hawaii. Where I hope you move anytime soon. Although I wouldn't wish that on my friends Miko and Leela. You know? Forget it. All right. I want to know what songs you hate. What deals are you looking for? We're going to carry this song theme into the next hour. So if you're feeling abandoned and you feel like, oh, I missed it, you'd have it. We're going to carry it on. I'm actually going to ask the rabbi and Jamal, too, Minister Jamal, which songs they hate. Because the rabbi is a musician, so he no doubt has some, although he might pull diplomacy. Who knows? And then, you know, I don't know what songs Jamal might hate. He's a very nice, he's one of these people who is so nice and so centered and so calm. You feel like he probably doesn't hate anything, but then he might have a song he doesn't like very much. We'll see. All right. I want to talk to you about the songs you love to hate. And I also want to check this thing. I'm just noticing something. I have the Denver page up on my Googles. And DenverPost.com is reporting that someone provided a full holiday table through Craigslist. A year ago, Monique White was living in a tiny motel room looking for work, pining for Thanksgivings of her childhood. She has a home and a job thanks to an impromptu Craigslist posting. 30 strangers are gathering at the house to share a banquet of 9 turkeys, 4 hams, 16 boxes of stuffing, and a dozen or so pies. She posted the 2-sentence invitation on an internet classified list last week. The receptionist at the dentist's office was feeling a little lonely. Her 2 sons were spending the holiday with their dad, so she figured maybe 4 or 5 strangers would reply to her ad and her longtime partner Doug White at their suburban Denver home for Thanksgiving dinner. Instead, dozens replied. People laid off work, people with no family, people ashamed to bring their children to a charity Thanksgiving at a soup kitchen. I thought there was no way I could judge who was worthy of sitting at my table. I have to invite them all, White said. And so all 32 people who responded came over for Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, I'm so glad I opened up that story and shared it with you. Oh, my goodness. He works in construction. She was still looking. Their holiday got worse last year, but now it's better. And it is night and day. Man, I'll tell you, I'm going to emulate you. You have inspired me, Monique. I'll try to do something similar next year when I'm back in the chips. I'll do something. I may not be exactly that, but I will do something along that order. That is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is the spirit of the holidays. That is the spirit of getting outside yourself and doing for others. That is the kind of thing that I just love to hear about. I really do. I know it's a lot of talk radio is about pain and anguish, and certainly we have enough to go on in Mumbai today. And we will continue to talk about that as well. But on this Black Friday, let's shop until we drop. Let's talk about the songs we hate. Let's laugh, sing, tell stories, and also share the gratitude for people like Monique White and her partner Doug, who shared a full holiday table with those less fortunate this holiday season. Makes me proud to be a Colorado. Thank you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. And we're coming back right after the news on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.